he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning,
Jay. Jay. What's going on?
Over in India, there were a couple of their equivalent of states that were fighting over a... It's a sweet ball. It's known as rasagala, which translates to ball of sweet.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
Apparently it is. People love it, but these two areas geographically were competing over where it actually came from.
I see.
So the Indian government has stepped in to say it came from here. Now this is important in Europe. They do this a lot. You know, wines, champagne. It's only champagne if it comes from the Champagne region of France. There are different chocolates that are that way.
Yes.
We don't do that so much here.
No.
And it's not the world's most unusual story. I bring it up because
get particular about cheese curds.
There are cheese curds. There's something in Nebraska, and I can't think of what the name of it is. It's kind of a weird sandwichy type of thing that...
Not the runza?
What I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Right.
And deep dish pizza. But we don't do the designations.
Right.
I only bring it up because I don't want Iowa to be designated officially with that Pop-Tart cheese monstrosity. I don't want to give anybody any ideas. I want to just throw it out there. Let's leave this to other countries, okay?
As a Hawkeye fan, I just want to point out, it was an Iowa State student that came up with this nonsense, all right? So it's on you, Ames.
In Georgia tonight, there is a networking event that's raising some eyebrows.
Okay.
It's a professional networking event hosted by a group called Urban Media Makers. I think it's the name that's hitting people's ears wrong. It's Come Meet a Black Person.
No, it's not.
Now,
is it really?
Urban Media Makers is the group that's holding it.
Right.
They're the ones who are like, no, the idea is just to get people to meet each other and to, you know, foster a little understanding and that sort of thing. She's like, people can be friends. That it's just, you know, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I'm...
You can't do tongue-in-cheek in America these days.
It
gets you in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine, what are you doing after work tonight? You want to go hit happy hour? No, I'm going to come meet a black person.
You just won't even say it out loud. Oh, my gosh.
But the South, not a bad place to be if you're a lottery player. In North Carolina, a woman hit the jackpot with 2 scratch-off lottery tickets, basically at the same time. She won $10,000 on one, $1 million on the other. Here's the thing. Oof. That's the second time that's happened in North Carolina in 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, I remember, though, when Fond du Lac, Wisconsin had that Miracle Mile or whatever, because they sold a whole bunch of Powerball tickets, had a bunch of winners. I don't think they've had one since.
So it evens out.
Tons of people went there to buy their tickets.
Sure. Colleen's already booking her airfare.
Does
Allegiant fly to North Carolina?
Been a long time. All right, that's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.